This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Thursday urged his Western allies to step up weapons supplies to Ukraine, saying Russian forces now occupy about 20% of Ukrainian territory. In a speech remotely delivered via video to the Luxembourg Parliament, Zelensky said that while his country is grateful for all the aid it has already received, Ukraine is faced with defending itself against almost the entire Russian army. The Ukrainian leader's comments came a day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States is providing the nation with a $700 million package of more advanced rocket systems and munitions as the Russian invasion enters its fourth month. White House officials say Ukraine has vowed not to fire those rockets into Russian territory. Germany has also said it will supply Ukraine with up-to-date anti-aircraft missiles and radar systems, and Britain pledged Thursday to send sophisticated medium-range rocket systems to the country. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned the supply of weapon systems to Ukraine raises the risk of expanding the conflict and called Ukraine's push for weapons from its Western allies a direct provocation intended to draw the West into the fighting. As the new weapons shipments were announced, a Russian missile hit rail lines in the western Lviv region, a key conduit for supplies of Western weapons into the country. Associated Press correspondent Charles Teledesma reports.
Lviv's regional governor says five people were wounded in Wednesday's strike, and the head of Ukrainian railways says the damage was still being assessed. While in the east, an official says Russian forces now control 80% of Severodonetsk, a city that is key to Moscow's efforts to complete its capture of Donbass. Luhansk governor Serhiy Hayday says Russian troops are advancing in the city during fierce street battles with Ukrainian forces. He says in some districts, the Ukrainian troops have managed to push them back. I'm Charles Teledesma.
This is VOA News. 4 days of celebrations honoring Britain's Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne got underway Thursday in Britain and in British Commonwealth nations around the world. Formal celebrations for the Platinum Jubilee began in London with Trooping the Colour, a review of British military traditions. The Queen is expected to join members of her family on the balcony of Buckingham Palace at the end of the event as 70 planes fly overhead. The 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth is Britain's longest reigning monarch and the first to serve for seven decades. During a four-day holiday weekend, neighborhood organizations are expected to hold street parties in cities around the country. The Jubilee is giving people a chance to reflect on the huge changes that have taken place during the Queen's lengthy reign. Following a series of U.S. mass shootings, residents in the central southwest city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Thursday are the latest to try to come to grips with such a horrific event. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In the wake of mass shootings at an elementary school in Texas and a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, word of an active shooter on a hospital campus in Tulsa had people on alert. Nicholas O'Brien tells KTUL his mother was in one of the buildings.
They were rushing people out. I don't know if some of them were injured or just had been injured during the shooting, but some of them couldn't walk very well.
And O'Brien says the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that left 19 children and two teachers dead was on his mind.
I was pretty anxious. So once I got here and then heard that she was okay, the shooter had been shot and was down, I felt a lot better. It still is horrible what happened.
Police say four people were killed in addition to the shooter, who died from an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. I'm Ben Thomas.
India has sent a team of foreign ministry officials to Afghanistan for the first time following the Taliban takeover of the country last August. In a statement Thursday, India's foreign ministry said its team will meet the senior members of the Taliban and hold discussions on India's humanitarian assistance to the people. It said the diplomats will oversee the delivery of operations of humanitarian assistance to Afghanistan and meet international organizations involved in the distribution of the aid. International analysts say the action is significant because it signals India's decision to engage with Taliban leadership, which, like most countries, it has not recognized. In recent months, India has sent aid consignments of 20,000 tons of wheat, medicine, 500,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine, and winter clothing to Afghanistan. And the foreign ministry said India is in the process of shipping more medical assistance and food grains to the country. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Thursday urged his Western allies to step up weapons supplies to Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.